Kansas State University has submitted a self-study report for the continuance of accreditation to the Higher Learning Commission. It is a study, university officials say, speaks to the quality of a vast array of Kansas State's programs and outlines areas for improvement. According to Kirk Schultz, the president of Kansas State, once a decade, the commission sends a team to the campus to scrutinize the entire university.
It'll be led by a president of another university and then has a bunch of basically peer administrators. And what they do is they come in and really take a bottom-to-top look at Kansas State University on what we're doing with our curriculum, diversity, faculty, staff, administration relationships, just really try to take a temperature for both how the university currently is and what our vision and plans look like for the future.
We've submitted a report. What did the report say?
The report really went back and showed that K-State 2025, our current long-term strategic plan, is really guiding a lot of the decisions we're making at the university. That was really what was there. We have not made great progress on diversifying our faculty and staff compared to 10 years ago. We need to spend more money on our library. Some of the same things, frankly, that have been in this every 10 years continue to be issues. And then finally, our faculty and staff salaries certainly lag behind some of our other peer institutions, and so that was pointed out as well. Those are probably, if you will, the concerns. On the positive side, we have made some progress on buildings and infrastructure over the last 10 years. We continue to grow our research. We continue to do a better job of fundraising and bringing in private dollars. So, you know, there's some also very, very strong things. I fully expect we're going to come out of this with a 10-year reaccreditation and say, you know, try and continue to work on these problematic issues. But overall, generally, the self-report looks really, really good.
The issues that are a problem, how much of that is or how much of that finds money and the money coming into the college at the root of the problem?
Virtually 100% of it is financially related due to really poor state support, particularly over the last 5 years when we've been flat is a good year. A cut has been a bad year. And I think that really goes down to the root of the issue. I had an opportunity to be on a team going to another Midwestern university a month ago, and there they had exactly the same kind of issues that all stem back to that institution happened to be in the state of Ohio, but it really stemmed back to lack of support from the state of Ohio more than it was anything the faculty and staff had or hadn't done.
So is it possible that Kansas State University could lose its accreditation because of not having good support from the state, from the state legislature?
I think that's pretty far fetched. I don't really believe that that is likely to happen. In theory, it's possible. If they came in and said, hey, things are so bad here financially in the state of Kansas, we believe that you could be in danger of losing your accreditation. But we don't, while our budget cuts have not been helpful, we are certainly not in the same budget scenario as higher education is in Arizona or Nevada or California and things like this that are taking these huge 25, 35, 40% cuts to state budgets. We're certainly not in that particular category. So I don't foresee that occurring, but there probably certainly will be some concerns raised by the team concerning state support and continuing concerns about our ability to pay our faculty and staff competitive salaries.
That being said, how do we look right now down at Topeka?
This looks like it's going to be, it all depends on perspective. Okay, I think we're going to see increased dollars coming into Kansas State University, but one of the attributes of the Brownback administration has been new dollars, but only in focused, specific, certain areas. So I think we're going to see additional money for veterinary medicine. We're going to see some additional money for animal health-related research. We're going to see some additional money to help move NBAF-related research from Plum Island to K-12 Kansas. So that's all good. It's new money coming in. But it's not general fund dollars that we can use for salaries or other discretionary types of things that we need on campus, like building upkeep and those kind of things. So I think it's going to be better than it has been last year. It should not be a cut. Everything looks very positive, but we're still not seeing any general fund dollar increase, which is really putting us in a bind with some of the things we need to do on campus.
It's been a while since there's been a salary increase. Have we, as far as you know, lost people?
Yeah, we did a 2.5% increase on January 1st for faculty and staff, not our classified staff who are state employees, and that's governed by Topeka. So we did do a 2.5% across the board. And all that did is make up for probably a year's worth of not having a cost of living increase. So it's not, it's a little bit, but it's not what we need to be doing. We have had more issues over the last 6 months with retention of our top tier faculty than the previous 2 years I had been here. So far, we've been pretty successful at retaining those particular faculty, but at the same time, it's going to increasingly be an issue as other states recover faster than Kansas and put money back into higher ed. You know, a year ago, frankly, everybody was in trouble and nobody had lots of money to spend. But as some states recover, then what they do is they start going into states that are not recovering as quickly and really trying to poach faculty. So clearly, it's been an issue with some faculty and staff, and we're going to continue to fight that. Next year, the presidents have really, at the six Regents institutions, are really are going to work hard on the governor to get a general fund increase, because that's what we really need to start addressing this issue.
Earlier, you mentioned MBAF. Where does that stand right now as far as Manhattan, Kansas State University, getting that facility?
Our stance still is that NBAF will come to Manhattan, Kansas, and be associated with Kansas State University. That has been publicly stated in the last month by Secretary Janet Napolitano, also Secretary Tom Vilsack of the Department of Agriculture. Both have said, we've had the competition, we need NBAF, it's going to be in Manhattan, Kansas. I think, though, what had occurred over the last several years is every time somebody did a study on it, it bumped up another $150 million what it was going to cost, to where now people are throwing around this billion-dollar number for this facility. I think one of the things that's going to be done is there's going to be a hard look at just how big a facility doesn't need to be. And I think it'll be a little smaller probably than some of the things that we've seen floated out there, that really the price had just gotten a little too large for what the original intent was. 3 years ago when I started here, this was a $500 million project, and now people are talking about it being a billion-dollar project, and that's over a three-year period. So I think it's going to be a little smaller and more modest, not less safe, just a smaller facility than probably was originally envisioned.
But it will be able to handle everything that Plum Island does now.
Yes. Plum Island, just for folks out there, has a professional staff of like 10 people. People tend to think of Plum Island as this big, massive facility, you know, that takes over a whole island. It's got 10 scientists there. This is not this big, huge enterprise with hundreds and hundreds of people working there. So this facility was always going to be significantly larger than Plum Island, because it needed to address not only what Plum's doing now, but the things that are going to occur in the future that need this top BSL-4 level of security.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.